We're in Paul's letter to the Ephesians today, and I'm going to read from chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. Now, you'll want to follow along because we're going to read quite a number of verses. Verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, in this amazing passage, Paul tells us that the love of Christ passes knowledge, and at the same time, he prays that we could actually comprehend its width and depth and height. What he's basically telling us is that we could spend the rest of eternity studying the love of God and never reach the end of the subject. And I strongly suspect that that's what we'll actually be doing throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity, studying the love of God. Now, the other day I stumbled across this statement written by a magnificent Christian author more than 100 years ago, and it summed up this subject better than I could ever hope to. So, I want to read it to you. Here's what it says. You may study that love, that's of course the love of Christ, you may study that love for ages, yet you can never fully comprehend the length and the breadth, the depth and the height of the love of God in giving His Son to die for the world. Eternity itself can never fully reveal it. Yet as we study the Bible and meditate upon the life of Christ and the plan of redemption, these great themes will open to our understanding more and more. You know, one of the hallmarks of a man-made theory is that it's fun to study until you reach the bottom of it. If you choose a major in college, after a while you'll notice that the course material starts to get a little repetitive, and the lectures all start to sound the same. There's a limit to the joy and the knowledge that a man-made theory can provide. But when you start to study God's love for the human race, you're going to discover that you never, ever get to the bottom of it, or to the top of it, for that matter. That's why a thoughtful moment in front of the cross of Christ every single day proves to be so important for Christian development. I know that theologians have argued ad nauseum about the precise nature of what happened at the cross of Christ, but the truth of the matter is that we haven't come anywhere close to exhausting the riches that wait for us by studying that one single event. And for that matter, we haven't come anywhere close to comprehending exactly what happened at the Garden of Gethsemane either. If I'm reading my Bible right, we're going to be studying this subject for a long, long time to come. Today I'd like to challenge you to study God's love for you all over again. Take just 5 minutes a day. And let it swell into an hour if you can let that happen. But start with 5 minutes a day and quietly stand at the cross in your mind and ask just one question. Why did God do this? Then be quiet enough with your Bible open to let God be your teacher. I think you'll be amazed at just how much He wants to teach us and how exploring that love gives us a better way to live.